really pleased to welcome Doug Fletcher. Doug Fletcher is a serial entrepreneur, longtime consultant. He's the principal in Fletcher and Company right now. He started his career as a consultant at A.T. Kearney. He sits on the board of the Beacon Group, a consulting firm in Maine. He's a graduate of Clemson and the University of Virginia Business School, Darden. And also, and importantly in my life, he is my partner in crime and co-author in a book about the art of selling expert services that is due out by Wiley in the spring of 2018. Doug, it seems like almost a year and a half ago when you and I had coffee, and you said something to me that I've been thinking about ever since, which is that when thinking about selling professional services, it's useful to not so much think in terms of actions that we need to take as a series of steps a customer might take before deciding to buy. Can you explain this?
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me. I think the genesis of the kind of the mental switch that I made, a number of years ago, it started with this quote that was by a guy named Jeffrey Gittimer, or at least he made it more popular. And the quote was something to the effect that, you know, no one likes to be sold, but everyone likes to buy. And I thought about that, and it resonated with me. And, you know, it may not work for everyone, I get that, but I think there's a distinction, as subtle as it may be, between trying to sell something to someone versus helping them choose you as their service provider, right? And so I think it ties in with a lot of things, but I think it really comes down to looking at things from the customer's perspective, not from your perspective, but looking at it from the customer's perspective and asking yourself, well, what would this customer need to think in order to hire me or to buy something from me? So anyway, that's kind of how the shift came about in my mind and kind of led to the conversation that we had.
It's interesting. It sounds an awful lot like design thinking, where you sort of start from the customer's perspective, empathy for the customer, and then begin to design process and products around that experience.
Yeah, you're right. You know, design thinking is a hot topic these days, as all things, you know, design. But the origin of design thinking, you know, goes back to the 1950s and 60s, and it was just kind of recently, you know, rediscovered. But the ideas have been around for a long time, and it really starts with the idea of trying to put yourself in the user's shoes. And, you know, when you're thinking about it from a design standpoint, and how would the user use this? How would the user like to experience this? And I think that philosophy, when, you know, applied to the process of business development, makes a lot of sense too.
You know, I'm a to-do person. I have little yellow pads and I put the things I need to do on them. If we start from a customer's perspective and we try and understand the process that they go through before they engage and buy with a expert service provider, what does the expert service provider do? What's their role in the relationship?
Well, I think, starting first with assuming you buy into the idea that, you know, I should not be trying to sell something to this person, but rather, understand this person's needs and problems and am I in a position to be able to assist this person? If you buy into that logic, then it really comes down to a process of engagement and understanding, you know, what issues or problems does this person have, and how might we, you know, go about assisting that person which reminds me of another, you know, famous sales adage that, you know, nothing happens until somebody sells something, you know, which is somewhat tongue in cheek and funny. And yet, but I think it misses the point, which is I like to be able to turn this around and say, you know, nothing happens until a customer chooses to buy from us, which is subtle, but I think in a helpful twist on it.